there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you from Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. We're glad you've joined us today. We hope you'll enjoy the singing and that you'll be ready for the Bible question in just a few minutes. By the way, you better run and get your pencil and paper now so you will be ready. And then, of course, that you'll be stayed tuned in for the story from God's Word in just a little while. And now, to start our program today, here's the choir under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. For that good message and song. Bible Clubbers, isn't it wonderful to know that God is faithful to us? Isn't it wonderful to know that Jesus never fails? We do thank the Lord for His faithfulness and goodness to us. And part of the purpose of the Children's Bible Club is to encourage boys and girls who know Christ to be faithful to Him. We know Jesus is faithful to us. And through faithful reading His Word every day and fellowshipping with Him in prayer, we want to be faithful so that Jesus can count upon us, don't we? And I would surely like to hear from some Bible Clubbers this week. You know, we've got some that have been listening, I suppose, for years and never took time to take up a pencil and paper and write to Aunt Carolyn. So now this is the week you must do it. I want to know who you are, how old you are, and especially what station you listen to us on. And you know what? This is Bible Question Day, so I'm going to make you scratch your head and get out the Bible and find an answer to a Bible question. Do you think you're up to it? Here's the question. Look in Job 39, the 39th chapter of Job. There are 4 birds mentioned in that chapter. I wonder if you'll read that chapter and list those 4 birds for me. What are the 4 birds that God speaks of in the 39th chapter of Job? Find your answer and send it to me, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. Now, here's the question again. Now, you got your pencil ready, haven't you? Okay. Here's the question. What four birds are mentioned in Job 39? See if you can find every one of them and write them and send them to me, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. I'll be looking to hear from you this week, Bible Clubber. And now, here's the choir. Believe his ears. Sure, he knew everyone had to die someday. He even believed that he, King of Judah, would have to die. But not now, not in the prime of life, not while things were going so well in his kingdom. It couldn't be true. He had been faithful and obedient to God, and when Isaiah brought the message commanding Hezekiah to set his business in order because he was going to die, Hezekiah was devastated. He could not accept such a decree. There was no yielding prayer, Lord, thy will be done. Hezekiah rebelled. He turned his face to the wall and wept. He pled with God, reminding God of all the good he had done. I've walked in truth. I've done right. I've done much good for my people. I've brought prosperity to the land. Why, Lord? Why now? And he wept so that the Lord at last told Isaiah to tell him not to cry any more, that God had heard his prayer and would give him 15 more years to live. 15 more years! 15 more years! What would he do with 15 more years? Then one fateful day, a royal entourage came to the palace. The king of Babylon sent ambassadors to visit Hezekiah to deliver some smooth get-well messages and a rich gift from the king. Hezekiah was thrilled over recognition from such a famous king. He ignored the fact that this was a heathen king who was no friend of the God of heaven. Hezekiah entertained the foreign officials royally. He gave them a grand tour of his palace, his armory, and his treasury. He more than entertained them. He showed with pride everything God had given him, and tried to make a great impression. He made an impression, all right. All his hospitality and grand tour just made it easy for the enemy to come back later and destroy the palace, haul off the treasure and wealth, and even capture Hezekiah's own sons and carry them to Babylon to be slaves to the heathen idolatrous king. And that's exactly what happened. Hezekiah took the extra years God graciously gave him and misused them for his own comfort and pleasure. Then he quieted his conscience, saying that at least there was peace in his day. He had it easy while he was alive and didn't seem to care about the reproach brought to God's name or sorrow to God's people. It doesn't seem that Hezekiah was any more ready to meet God 15 years later than he was the first time God summoned. Hezekiah's selfishness and weakness showed up in a crisis, and so will yours. What would you do if someone brought you a telegram telling you to sell all your stuff, straighten your room, give your games and toys and clothes to someone who could use them because you were going to die next Monday? That would be a startling thought. It's one thing to say you know you'll have to die someday. It's another thing to say that you'd have to face God next Monday. Well, now, we do not know the set time or the appointed hour. Only God knows the time of our death. But that day will surely come. Unless Jesus comes back first, death will come knocking at your door. Will you be ready? Christian boy or girl, is your life and testimony in order, or are there some things you need to make right? If you should die today, would you be ashamed to meet the dear Lord? Now, if you're not a Christian, death would be a terrible tragedy. You wouldn't be ready to meet Christ. You wouldn't have a second chance. You would have to go into hell, the terrible place of eternal destruction prepared for those who reject the Lord Jesus Christ. Whether you're 5 or 15 or 50, whether you're rich or poor, you have to face this question. Are you saved? Are you ready to die? Are you ready to face God? If not, right now, bow your heart. Trust God's Son as your Savior. He died for you. The Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Jesus came to save sinners, and he'll save you. Trust him. Then write and let me know of your decision. I'll send you some scripture helps. And now, God bless you. Until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.